Welcome. Today, we're discussing an incredibly useful tool for web developers using Cursor, the Browser Tools MCP server. It's a game changer for productivity.
Wow, that sounds exciting. What makes this MCP server so special? Is it like having browser dev tools right inside your IDE?
Exactly. It's all integrated, so no more switching back and forth between apps. You can evaluate pages for accessibility, WCAG, SEO, and performance bottlenecks, all within Cursor. Plus, they highly recommend using voice mode on Mac or Windows for an even bigger workflow boost.
Voice mode? Intriguing. So, it's like having an assistant that helps you improve your code?
Sort of. It can do audits on your entire site, checking accessibility, performance, SEO, and best practices. It then sends recommendations straight to the Cursor agent, which can implement the changes for you. No more manual tweaking.
No manual tweaking? That's amazing. Does it also provide any real-time debugging tools, like a console or network inspector?
It offers tools like console logs, errors, and network info, but Cursor's agent has gotten so good, it often captures those automatically from the terminal. The screenshot tool is still a real standout, though. It can help you visualize changes and track progress.
A screenshot tool? That's unusual. How does that work with the MCP server?
It's clever. You specify a screenshots folder, run the tool, and it automatically pastes the image into Cursor with a prompt, "Here's the screenshot." Then the agent can use it for context. They showed an example of fixing contrast issues in an app, and the screenshots help the agent understand and solve the problem iteratively.
So the agent actually uses the screenshot information. That's impressive. Is it using some sort of image recognition?
It seems to use the screenshots to provide context and confirm changes, especially in visual areas like contrast. They mentioned it's a bit complex, but the integration is pretty great. They even showed how to use a select element tool in the browser, which you can then link to Cursor to get the agent to focus on that specific element. Very efficient.
So you pick an element visually and then use that visual selection to work on the related code. Almost like a visual debugger. That's something I haven't seen in many IDEs.
Yeah, they compared it briefly to something Windsurf has, but not Cursor yet. Until then, this Browser Tools MCP server seems like the way to go for streamlined front-end development in Cursor.
It sounds incredibly useful. Are there any downsides, or is it pure magic?
Well, the installation has a few quirks. The documentation sends you on a bit of a scavenger hunt. You have to add a specific command to the MCP Dojo file, and then install a browser extension, and then run a command to connect the browser to the server. But honestly, once it's set up, it seems worth the effort.
A little extra setup for a big payoff. I can handle that. Anything else our listeners should know?
Just that it seems really powerful for automating those tedious front-end tasks. I definitely recommend checking out the GitHub repo. Link somewhere below, I assume. And that's all for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.